What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Leaders Credit Union is here for you. They're here for John and I, John and myself every day, as our wonderful studio sponsor. Here for you as well, listeners, because they want you to be a part of the family. I want to help you every step of the way of your financial journey, make it a better one, one that's much more fruitful. Well, how do you do that? Well, you get better rates once you become a member, because as a member, you're going to get those, because the money that Leaders makes goes back into the credit union. So for the 70,000 plus members in West Tennessee and growing, 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 that's better rates on mortgages. It's better rates on car loans. It's better rates on HELOCs. What's a HELOC, Jason? It's a home equity line of credit. You may already have the equity that can help unlock the cash that can help you get that bathroom renovated, that new shower reno that you've always wanted to do, that kitchen remodel you've always wanted to do. Get with Leaders. Let them help you get there. Or, again, a Compass Black credit card can help you as well, too. Earn 3% cash back on every purchase and 0% introductory APR for 15 months. Leaders has got it all. Just go see them. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA.
All right. So, look, it's only August, right? So we got a lot of time before college basketball season gets underway. But
practice, I think, starts today.
Oh, today.
But as part, I think the official days, it's whatever days outside of your first preseason. So I think I heard that they're starting over there either sometime this week, I think today.
Parth accused me of having a burner account today.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Like, dude, I barely tweet on my own account, let alone have time to tweet from burner.
So we should be right here. I think Parth can tell you. He's right back on it. Now, I don't think that means we're opening up practices to come in and see, but it's go time for Memphis basketball.
Yeah. So I'm always curious, even though, you know, we're a little ways away, like, all right, what is the, you know, market, and what do the books think about Memphis and the AAC race? We know that Torvik rates South Florida slightly ahead of Memphis with with first-year coach Brian Hodgson. Like, I don't know. I think it's, like, down to, like, 7 or 8 spots difference now, right? So 63, 72, 70, 71 or something like that. What does the market think about it? Well, we got our answer. Caesar Sportsbook has South Florida as the favorite in the American, albeit by 5 cents. South Florida plus 210, Memphis plus 215. And a big gap after that. So I think I maybe would have guessed that Memphis would have been installed as the favorite just on benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you did it last year, South Florida. Like, what are we pricing in here with South Florida? That Brian Hodgson didn't win his own league last year, so he's going to come. I know. Oh, he beat Memphis. Okay, congrats. You beat Memphis with Arkansas State in a game where you caught them. You know, they weren't locked in that day, and you caught them. And it happens, right? It happens. But all of a sudden, we think he's going to go to South Florida and he's going to transform the program. And I guess, you know, God rest his soul, Amir Abdur-Rahim did that here in Memphis. But, you know, Memphis was up 20 in that game. They blew that one, too. We think he's just going to go to South Florida. It's going to be an instant thing. I mean, I think that's kind of nuts.
I think I'd like it to be for the health of this conference and to have something of decent quality to play in the American.
That's
I think
true.
We should look at, probably be looking at it through that lens as well.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But
I get where you're coming from.
I think, you know, what I would say, I would bet Memphis at these numbers. I try not to do that, right? Like, I try not to bet Memphis in any, like, thing that I'm doing because, you know, I try to keep a separation of church and state, right? Mm-hmm. But I would say to you out there listening that Memphis plus 215 to win this league is like a gift. I mean, it's a gift. I mean, I think Brian Hodgson is a good coach. He's an upgrade for the league. He's good to have in the league. But is he like some? Is he better than Penny? No, I can't say that.
No.
Is his roster better than Penny's? No. Well, why are they the favorite? Again, you're only getting a 5 cents difference here, but plus 215. 2.1 to your money, 2.15 to 1 to your money, 100 pays 215, man, I'm all over that. So, I understand that there are some question marks about Memphis's roster, but that to me is more about the national discussion. Like, we ain't talking about question marks as it relates to the American, you know?
I hope so.
If we are, we're going to have problems.
I mean, either way, the expectations won't change. You do need a better American. You need something now with Dusty May gone from FAU, with UAB not holding up its end of the bargain. You know, you don't – obviously, Kelvin Sampson's long gone. You need somebody to step up in this way and not be your, you know, your equal. That's not going to happen. You don't expect it to happen in this league, especially as more of these schools just get more locked in on football in this new era. But, no, man, you need South Florida to rise up. Under your man. You need them to be competitive.
Yes.
So those aren't, what, quad three, quad fours?
No, that's true.
You
mean,
maybe get a quad two out of this on the road. It's about the best you can do in the AAC these days. You'd like to have South Florida stacked up there analytically.
It's kind of a tangled web, you know, in that you want Hodgson to go to South Florida and be good, but you don't want him to be too good where he pass, you know. I really don't think that's where we're at. I don't think we're talking about that. I know that Torvik likes South Florida's roster. I know that. You know, the market loves the shiny new thing, which is South Florida basketball. But, like, look at the old reliable over there, man. Look, I mean, I'm not saying it's a Maserati or I don't even know what the hot new car is these days. But, dude, it's a trusty whip, Memphis basketball. You know where it's going to take you. It's going to take you to the American Championship. And past that, I don't know. I don't really, you know, I don't know where it goes after that. But we're going to have enough to get us there.
I think that's the other part of the conversation we didn't get into with Dan is just the price of trying to compete now for a national championship in basketball.
Yeah.
And where Memphis is budget-wise,
that's
basketball. I suppose Dan could have said, well, take that investment that you say you're putting now and put it all towards basketball and do what you've constantly done.
Exactly.
Go pursue that basketball national championship. But, again, you're trying to do it in a climate where in a building, you don't know. You're on the lease.
Right.
You know, in terms of with the Grizzlies or whatever else it is, that deal you got in terms of playing in their building. So. Yeah, we've talked about it. Can you pay that price? You know, what's Florida's roster going to be this year in terms of amount spent compared to your between 4 and 5 million that couldn't, I guess separately you would have been able to retain PJ Haggerty, but you did not, and you've had to restock. It doesn't seem like you've got the same level of ammo anymore to continue to pay the price for those national championship expectations.
Yeah, no, you're right. I do think, you know, you're hoping that this 1 year is a one-off in terms of that money. There is some thought that it could
come back.
Yeah, that it'll regress to the mean a little bit where we're not going to have these, you know, $20 million, $15 million rosters because that would indeed make it hard for Memphis. But, you know, you've now turned your FedEx deal from an NIL deal to a rep share deal.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, theoretically, you're going to have more money to give to basketball than you did last year. You can give more than four. Maybe you can give 5, 6, 7, 11, right? I mean, you're going to go 11, but you could give 8. You give $8 million in Memphis, and that will put you – that will bring you up. It won't make you the top because it's crazy to think that Memphis 2 years ago or even last year when they brought in Dane and Tyrese and all I had people texting me saying, dude, Memphis's spending is crazy. Like, people were like flabbergasted by the amount of money that Memphis was spending. And now it's like a drop in the damn bucket. And again, that's the weird thing about this is because all what happened was, you know, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out here that don't know this, but these teams went crazy and tried to front load ahead of the house settlement because they were worried that they were not going to be able to spend as much after that passed. And so they just went, they just blew all their, you know, they went crazy. Kentucky went crazy. UNC went crazy, $17 million. You know, on players that you look at, you know, for the most part, like, oh my God, how is this guy making $2 million? How's this guy making, you know, $2.5 million? So I do think there will be a correction. But I've been predicting a correction for 3 years, and it ain't happened yet. I said 4 years ago, it'd be a bubble. It'd pop. People would get sick of spending all this money.
Yeah.
But they have not gotten sick of spending the money yet. So I guess because the market's still good, man. All-time highs. All these big-time boosters got some disposable income, man.
I wonder, are they factoring in Sincere in this odds?
I think they are. I think
handicapping
so.
Of the
A's. Obviously, I don't know that, but I think until he's off the team, they would probably price him in. Like I said, South Florida, Arkansas State did not win their league last year. They did not win their conference tournament last year.
Yeah, they let us down.
So why do we think they're going to come here and do that here? He's basically picking up most of the pieces from that roster and taking them to Tampa. So why do we think he's going to granted,
he beat Memphis with some of those pieces.
He beat exactly. Like, so okay, you beat Memphis and it was here.
Yeah.
It was here. That is
that,
fair.
That was a bad loss.
Terrible loss. We still haven't gotten over it.
No.
How much did they like did he
I mean,
bring?
I'm not telling you he's going to be some thorn in Penny's side, but
right.
You have knocked him off at his place.
Yeah.
And you're bringing over what you beat him with. So
yeah, I'm looking at the roster, man. It's like it's just decent. It's not really great. My advice would be Memphis plus 215 to win the league.
They look smart right now.
And I think it's just the
why you can.
Yeah, it's just the you don't have to worry about it. It's not the tournament, it's just the regular season. And then for Memphis football, just to kind of take a gauge there, some money has come in fading the Tigers in the football side of things because their win total is now 8.5. But it's juiced to the under.
Mm.
So that would put you at 8-4, which to me would be, I know this is crazy to say, but an 8-4 year would be almost devastating.
So that's Arkansas and 3 conference losses.
Where are those coming?
Right.
Now, you do have to play. See, I blame the administration, not the current administration, but whoever did this, whoever set this up and was responsible for this. Going to Georgia State, going to Troy, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be favored in those games, but why are you playing there? I mean, what sense does that make at all?
One of them was a home and home, weirdly, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Troy. Because Troy came here last year, didn't they? What are we doing? This is so asinine that you're playing games against these teams.
Yeah, that one might have been even Bowen. I don't know how far back that one goes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that's how Arkansas fans and Mississippi State fans kind of feel about Memphis. It's like, why the hell are we having to go there? You know, like I don't want to play at Memphis. I mean, that's
this should be when you be a little scared to play Memphis in this case. This ain't some bum.
Exactly.
You know,
I'm scared of those guys because they are bums.
Right.
And you know, it's there.
Oh,
so.
Believe me, they'll use that and with the new SEC schedule to get us off and to buy out those other two.
I assume that's going to happen.
A game,
at least you get the one though.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't the first time Arkansas is going to owe you a game. It probably will be the last though, because you. With the way the college sports is going, you're not going to be getting these very much. But yeah, I mean, I don't know where you find 4 though, just on paper. But obviously,
it would obviously include home losses to those top AAC teams.
I guess they're just saying, listen, you're not sweeping Tulane, South Florida.
Well, clearly, people think John Summerall is better than Ryan Silverfield, and they think they got a better quarterback in Retzlaff, kid from BYU.
I wonder if that's what moved it a little bit, that they got that an established quarterback. At Tulane now. It's kind of out of nowhere. Didn't expect to have him.
But no, you're saying there's 2 more in there in addition to, assuming, the Tulane a loss.
I'll give you Arkansas, Tulane. Where's the other 2? I mean, that's
what I said, 2 more in conference.
Yeah.
So what are we saying? That they've lost to South Florida? Are we saying that they've lost to?
I guess you could lose at East
Navy.
Carolina. You could lose at East Carolina.
The one road that's, game that's losable.
Yeah. To where it wouldn't be like mattresses being thrown out of windows. Like, all right, okay, East Carolina on the up and up, new coach, whatever. I mean, I kind of expect it, to be honest, just because it's a road game. And
that's a failure because of level of investment.
8-4 is a, to be honest, in 2025, 8-4 is a failure. It is.
Boise State would look at that and say, and you're not in the conference championship game, Boise State would look at that and say, that's a failure.
Did they fire
that's
their coach?
That's the way they do that. They did off of 5-5 right. that year, Avalos, yeah. one of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was coming off of a year where he was not that, right? I mean, I thought
he won 10 games like the year before.
Yeah. So, I mean.
It's because they have a standard that they adhere to, one that Ed Scott says he's going to hold Ryan to. We'll see.
Andy Avalos was 7-5 his first year at Boise State, 10-4 his second year, won the Mountain West, and won the Frisco Bowl.
Right. He did what he's supposed to do.
And they fired his ass midseason the next season because he was 500. Mm-hmm. I would contend.
And he was one of their own.
And he was one of their own.
He played there.
I would contend that 5-5, like 8-4 is like 500 to me in this league. I mean, it's like 6-6 is like the worst you could ever do. Like, honestly, there's no way you could win fewer than 6 games in this league. It's just not possible.
The problem is that 8-4 is not bad enough to justify firing him.
Correct.
And finding the guy that is going to get you to the next level.
Yeah. But it will be another year of a lack of a title game appearance. It's 6 years of lack and no title game appearances. So the picture has been painted. I mean, that is how you'd have to say, we don't feel like our trajectory was pointing upward with the current regime. And again, we're sort of stipulating if they go 8-4. Because it'd be 6 years, huge investment, no return.
Again, John's using 8-4 because the number right now is juiced right, to right, the under right, on right, 8.5, the right. number for those just
but, you know,
coming
but,
into this conversation.
They can go 9-3 and still miss, in theory.
Absolutely can.
They went 10-2 and missed last year. So that's the problem. It's like you got to get the right tie breaks. You got to get the, you know, right head-to-heads. So that's the, you know, that's what's kind of worrisome.
It's very simple. Win the games you're supposed to win, and now it's all of them in the AAC.
Yes.
Especially when they're at your house,
yes.
at your building, and you
yes.
you have better players across the roster than they do.
My guess would be that like, if you just use the look-ahead line, the Vegas lines right now, they'd probably be like a 10-2 team in terms of like favored, not favored, 10-2. And there's some close ones in there, right? Like Tulane will be close. I think East Carolina, they'll probably be a dog in because it's there. But it'll be like +1, +1.5, something like that. So I think 10-2 would probably be the line. But we know there's going to be a hiccup. You know, they're like,
what's Tulane's number? You got that in front of you? They have question. The AAC, or is it?
I assume it's going to be 8.5. Is my guess?
Because they got. I mean, their schedule's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's also 8.5, and theirs is juiced to the under as well.
Yeah,
145.
Interesting.
So that's even higher. That's even higher juice than Memphis. Let's see Navy. Navy's is 8.5 juice to the over, -140. So
they like Navy.
What about UTSA? Everybody's 8.5 in this league. UTSA 6.5, but -170. So that really is more like 7.5, 8.5.
South Florida.
South Florida.
And there's a wide variance on Army. Some have them as a contender. Some have them like
6.5 -125.
And then just Army.
And then Army is 7.5 +135.
So they got Navy as the favorite.
Based on these numbers, correct. But, you know, I don't believe that's actually how it breaks down in the conference markets. Maybe it's changed.
It doesn't. If Tulane is the pick everywhere.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of weird the way that works, isn't it?
But, like, again, Tulane has Northwestern. Then they're at South Alabama, but then Duke, and then they're at Ole Miss.
Right.
So they could get really beat up early.
Yeah.
And how that could affect you come conference season. I mean, there's a possibility that Tulane's losses are all coming out of conference, and then they run
right,
conference.
Right, right, right. Yeah, so Tulane is 3-1. I'm using Caesars. You can probably shop around and find different numbers. But Tulane's 3-1. Navy's +375. UTSA's +450. And then Memphis is +525. So fourth. Is where they are projected to finish right now. And if it's another fourth place finish, there is just no denying that is a massive letdown.
It's massive, but will it be enough to move the needle?
Well, again, I mean, yes, we have to kind of let the games play out. But I do think, like, my argument would be, you've now settled into this. This is what you are under the current regime. If this is the way it goes, if you finish where you're currently projected to finish, you have settled in as a fourth place team in the American.
I just don't that would not back up what he's saying about football being the future and holding it to a level of account that's similar to what you do with basketball. You should be winning your conference.
That's right.
8-4 would be coming up woefully short of
that's
that.
Right.
But it would be just doing it one year.
Yes.
One fuck under Ed Scott. And yes. So again, when you're talking about having to pay 60% of 4 years would be left?
Right,
if we're winning eight, we're not getting the extra year. So we'd have four, I think, if our math's right. On the spot math. That's still a chunk of change that they may not want to pay.
But I mean, if you haven't done it by year six, you're not going to do it.
You ain't got to tell me.
You're not going to do it. Like, what coach out there has taken in a non-power league? I'm not talking about the SEC now. It's a little different. But in a non-power league, has taken more than 6 years to get to a conference and actually gotten there? I would guess it's never happened. I guess because like those coaches don't get that amount of time. You know, like who have been there for 6 years and have never made a conference championship game, and then go on to do it at that same job. No way. I mean, this is not an attack. This is just common freaking sense, man. Whatever job you're in, when you have the resources, you're expected to produce.
And that's what's changed. That's why it has to be a new standard, John.
Yeah.
It boils down to that simple.
ChatGPT spit it out, and it's all old dudes. It's none of the new generation guys. It's all guys that are long gone, like Fitzgerald, Ferentz, Whittingham, Patterson, Beamer, and Snyder. None of the new regimes.
Yeah, and those are all, you know, power league coaches for the most part, right? So, like, that's just going to be a harder mountain to climb.
And it's all pre-2020 stuff. None of the new era guys.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Avalos is – I mean, I think that's – like, that is – that should be a message to Ryan Silverfield, right? It's like when you don't perform, and he was coming off a 10-4 season where he won the freaking Mountain West. I mean, I could make the argument that he got done wrong, actually. You know, you didn't even give him one bad year, like not even one.
When he was one of your own, Ryan Silverfield did not play here.
Ryan Silverfield's had two years here.
They essentially fired a Penny type. I'm just saying one of your own. I ain't saying he played that level. Was he a linebacker for him? Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They fired the guy. Yeah. Barely, you know, gave him 2 years.
Right.
Right.
Ryan Silverfield's had 2 years here where he finished sub .500 in the American. Like, don't forget that happened. Like, that's on his resume. You know, he had 2, 3, and 5 years here, I want to say, in the American.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to shine, make the college football playoff, and get job offers from all over the country. That's what I'm rooting for. That's a hot Memphis brand. And Ryan Silverfield, as good as that would be for him, career-wise and everything else, as far as I'm concerned, he's replaceable. You can go find the next Ryan Silverfield. Go find a better one. With the resources that you have, and as I've explained to John, man, folks are going to look at this Memphis opportunity now with the level of investment, and they're going to say, I could be John Summerall at Tulane. I can be free. I can go win real fast 2-3 years there and go flip that into a power job with where they're investing now. It's way higher than where they were investing with Fuente and Norvell.
Absolutely.
Like, I can do – you're going to have a wide pool of candidates that want the gig. That's what you should want for your program.
Right.
That's how you get that thing hot again.
And I'll say this. I don't care about these little bowl wins, bro. Like, I don't care. Honestly, if he's 4-1 in these bowls, and I know he likes to mention that when it comes down to it. If he was 1-4 in the bowls, I wouldn't hold it against him. I don't care. Nobody cares about these. You know the quarterback they played in the Frisco Bowl, bro? Garrett Green? He's a receiver now. He tried out for an NFL team. He's a receiver. They don't say, hey, look, you can't throw the ball. You know, and he threw the pick to end the game, immediately converted to wide receiver. You know, so it's great, I guess, that you win the bowl, but I don't care. You know, it's like NIT. It's like, whether you win or lose, it don't really matter to me because you ain't in the main thing.
Okay, it don't matter to Big 12 presidents either.
Exactly.
I don't think you've done a thing.
So, look, I just think it's a massive year. I know they won 21 games the last 2 years, but I also don't think you can just focus on that because there were 2 years before that where they were 13-12 and 6-10 in the American. So we can't just kind of conveniently, you know, pick and choose what we want to focus on. There's a picture that's being painted here. There's an entire picture. Let's focus on the picture. Hopefully he adds a conference championship game appearance to the picture this year. And if he does, I'll shut my mouth. I'll say he's got the resource and he's doing something with them. But if he doesn't, I'll be here again. I'll be like Debo from Friday. You know, when he leave, I'll be talking again. But anyway, it's a big year for Memphis football. There's no question about it. They're right there at the top, you know, but you got to go do it. You got to go take it. Norton Heard IV is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the basketball goings on in Memphis. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN.
Norton Heard IV is the Team Thad program director and coach, Silverway Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. Mitchell High Product and Walker Homes Finest. Follow him on X at Dream Big Heard. He's on IG at I Am Coach Heard. Coach, I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of months, maybe several weeks back, we were asking you off that, remember it was Beasley and Stevenson playing one-on-one, and we got into a conversation about who might win a one-on-one around here in Memphis. And then, weeks later, Willie Kemp and Chan Julio Douglas did it. They did a one-on-one here in Memphis, and I think Chris Jones was involved. But a brother, I don't know if you saw it, a brother from, we did it. They did it, and a brother from Lemoyne Owen. A former Lemoyne Owen Hooper won. Did you see that?
So I kept up. First of all, good afternoon, Hope, Brad, Jason, John. Is John there today?
John is here. He's under the weather, but he's here.
I'm locked in.
He under the weather. He had almost 6 days. He been got me anyway.
Zero.
So I was tapped in. I wasn't physically there because, you know, I had went up to Tennessee Elite Camp and I had a few other things going on, but I saw it. I do want to commend Willie Kemp and Julio and those guys, because that's an exciting thing for the city, right? And for maybe I missed out, but to me, I think it was really good for the first year. I think it's going to grow to be big, right? Because I didn't even start seeing people was committed until like 3-4 days before. I don't remember a month. Now, I could be wrong, promotion or 2 months promotion. So I feel like during the time it was put together and for them to still have that much momentum.
Yep.
Now, granted, we live in Memphis, right? So if you're giving out $5,000, it could take 10 hours to put guys together, right? But I'm saying when from next year, I feel like it's going to go crazy because the atmosphere was good. I think they had it at Leicester.
Yep.
So it was still urban, but it was still professionally ran. From the videos I saw, you had a real ref. You had looked like security and police there. And anytime Memphis can have a good ran, organized situation that's safe too, I think it could be great. Because we didn't have plenty of one-on-ones at Mount Moriah, this hood and this hood. But without the proper safety, it didn't go right.
That's
right. I'm going to leave it at that, right? You know what I mean? And so with it being, you know, news people there, I seen, what's my guy's name? He works for different news. I saw him that be in the community, Holiday.
Doc Holiday.
Yeah, I saw Doc. So when you starting to put the right people in place and the right crowd in place with it, I think it was a wonderful idea. And just to add to that, Jason, what you learned too is, not to hate on the guy that's won it, because I want to congratulate him. I don't know him. I heard he's from Lemoyne, and maybe he's from Detroit or something. I mean, I could be wrong. But what it taught us, because a lot of guys in my era was playing and look under me, and you had the final was that guy in Corn Dog. What we're learning in my age group is we're getting old now. And even though we were big names and stuff like that, I saw a lot of guys on Facebook or social media in my age group were saying, I was winded, or my knees or back was hurting, or I got to give it, you know what I'm saying? And so one-on-one is no help. So you definitely, it's like being a boxer or a like you have to be in a that's different hard level of shape, and that's a lot of pressure with a crowd too. So one-on-one is a totally different ball game.
Yeah, well, I will say I saw the you know, I saw the end of it. I saw the shot. I don't know if it was on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and I don't know. Like, I just had the thought. Then they put him in the throne there. He gets the throne with the crown and the check, and you know, my mind just went hurt to like, I could see this growing. I could see this being a thing. You know, every year it looks like it went off without a hitch. Like, you know, you got to get it off the ground. That's the hardest part. Well, they've done that. They've had it. They've held it. I don't know. I just kind of felt like this could actually be something in Memphis every year. That was where my mind went watching the end of it. Is that kind of where you were at watching it and seeing how it all went down?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I think I'm with you, John. I think with the momentum and it was done the right way, I think it could grow. And, you know, like, you know, and not to to be, you know, down anybody, anything, but I think, I don't know if Willie took a hit his first year, whatever he did, I'm not on his business side, but if he did, he did a great thing because most street ballers in Memphis can use, or anywhere, can use $5,000 extra. You know what I mean?
Oh, and
so
yeah.
You also put a premium on it, I feel, because you see this stuff all the time. It's Memphis. We love hoops so much. People play one-on-one for $100, $20. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. $500. So when you go to five bands, and we all say five, for people who say 5,000 ain't a lot, it's people who have committed, and I know I'm going off the deep end with this, but it's people that have committed bad crimes as far as murder. And as soon as they raise it up to 5,000, they find the person because people need, you know, $5,000 is still raising the bar. You know what I mean? And so with that number, John, answer your question, I think it's going to do nothing but elevate. I think people are going to prepare and train for it more. I think the names are going to get bigger. I even think people from even outside the city are going to be pulling up next year. I think it's going to be really big. Like you say, you had Chris Jones, Chris – I mean, you had some legendary guys in it, and the finals came down to my boy Corn Dog, who played for me. I think he's class of 2019, and the guy that won it. And I think what Willie will learn, too, is what the adjustments are made, because the complaint on Corn Dog's side, he had beat Chris Jones, from my understanding. He beat Chris Crawford. I don't know how it was set up. He didn't have no break time.
Man.
And had to come play and had to play that kid. And people was thinking, like, hold on, he should have probably got minimal 10 minutes, right? So I'm not, you know, this is what I'm hearing, but I know Willie would even make them proper adjustments because people felt like Corn Dog, his real name, I can't even think now, but anyway, he's known as Corn Dog.
We just got to go with Corn Dog at this point.
It's better than being the other guy who we can't even name from LeBron.
He won the damn thing.
We don't even know his name.
No, it's Corn Dog versus the champ. So the champ, right?
He is the champ.
It's Corn Dog versus
LeMoyne Owen.
Coney Dog, you know, like there's levels to this. You know,
Herd, you mentioned
Pronto Pup.
You mentioned that you were at a Tennessee elite camp, and it got me to thinking that. And we don't talk about him often, but he is a new member of that staff. Former Cordova High standout Amaro Morgan is now a part of that Rick Barnes staff up there. With him. Did you ever have a relationship with Amaro? You remember him from back in the day? And then tell us about Elite Camp, how it went.
It was pretty good. Really proud of Amaro. Jeff, because I think I said this with me and Jeffrey on Monday, but, you know, I'm proud of Amaro. He went through the ringers.
Paid his dues.
JUCO,
yes.
D2.
Yeah.
He was at mid-major for a long time, and then finally got his break. He was at South Alabama, then Loyola Chicago.
Yep.
Then, like, a couple years ago, he finally got the California job. Then he went to Florida State for a couple months, like, this summer. And then next thing you know, an opening happened in Tennessee. So, man, you know, in arguably the best league. So, really proud of Morrow, straight up dude. Camp was good. Memphis guys got offers. DJ at Barley, Dylan, at TCA, they offered, they offered some three other guys. Those were the main two out of Memphis. So yeah, it was good. It was a good setup, and just happy the kids were able to go get exposure and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, I think like this is just, that's the thing about Memphis is like, we used to be the Bluff City Classic. You know, we used to have that every single year. And for whatever reason, it disappeared. I guess it's just because it got too hard to get people to show up. And
yeah, y'all asking Stanley Blue to do all the work every year. He didn't have any sponsorship. City wouldn't get behind him. It was tough.
Yeah, but it does feel like there's just an opening, you know, for something in the summer to, you know, I don't know if you were never really involved with Bluff City, right? Heard you just kind of were a fan?
You're talking about the Bluff, big
classic,
Bluff City,
yeah.
That was at Southwest and then
Yeah.
No, I played in it 2 years with that. You know, I was able to get that. I ain't going to say I was well-deserving of it because we had a top team. But, you know, I won the championship and scored 3 points. This was back, I don't know when, it was at Southwest, though. So,
yeah,
couple years with that I played. But outside of that, no, I've mostly been a fan of it and everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, why did it go away? Was the competition too steep when you were on the floor, man? Is that why you scared everybody off? What's up?
Man, I know they switched it to LeMoyne a couple years. I don't know if y'all remember that. Yeah, they switched it to LeMoyne a couple years, and then after that, I think some went down. I don't know, but I think when it started going to LeMoyne, it was still good, but I don't know if, like, some of the pros and Tigers were fully committed as they once were, because at one point it was, I mean, everybody was somebody wanted to be in it. But I do know we have a Memphis Pro-Am that tried to get it back going
right. The
last few years. Think with Nick and Taylor, maybe. I know they didn't do it this year, but it seemed like it didn't have some success. So it's like the summer thing is a little tricky now or whatever. So just all depending on the year.
No, it's always been hard to organize, and you're right. The Pro-Am's been the closest thing, but you got to keep that safe. You've got to have the building all summer. It's unfortunate they were off this summer. Hopefully they can bring that thing back. I want to go back to Tennessee basketball real quick, Herd. Just real fast, it's not something we like to do around here, particularly because Tennessee basketball is at a point where it's basically said we're not going to play Memphis. But just the job Rick Barnes has done compared to what you thought, right? I remember what we thought when Rick Barnes got the Tennessee job. We thought his best days were behind him. You may have not have been there with us. But just what you thought in terms of when Rick got that job, and then how did that compare with what we've seen him do with this thing where he's got Tennessee basketball?
Man, he's doing a great job with, you know, him. I think he got fired from Texas, right? And I think at that point, Texas might have been a better basketball program. Texas is always a tricky school because they got so much money and they're supposed to be great at everything. It's like they great, but they not great, if that makes sense. But I think Tennessee is in a better place right now, we would agree. Texas in the basketball realm, right? So, and time flies so much. When I was talking to him on Sunday, he was telling me, like, this is 11 or 12 years at Tennessee. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, how long was you at Texas? He's like, 17 years. So I'm like, before you know it, you really, you know, he was looked at as an all-time Texas guy.
You're right. It's year 11. To your point, it's going into year 11. Yep. I didn't realize that.
I'm like, oh, time is flying then. How much longer he can coach, as he was telling me he was in year 11, he also told me he was 71 years old. I'm like, oh, you know, he looked good, still in a lot of shape. But I don't know too many coaches that's coaching at 80, unless I'm wrong, or even over 75. So I just think he's done a good job. And Tennessee, they've been top five at some point during the year, the last 3-4 years, right, at some point in the season. And so – you know, to be in that heavy SEC is a juggernaut. So I give him a number of props. Now, if I had to say anything on the flip side of it, it would just be like the SEC has a lot of resources to be good right now. But there's also a good and bad thing, because it's like 10 to 12 to 16 teams that has resources, right? So that makes it even, although you can do more, you're still going against harder competition.
Hey, Herd, thanks for the time as always.
Always a pleasure,
great to catch up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He is Norton Herd, the fourth. You can hear him on Jeffrey and Company every Wednesday here on the show with us. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, are you trying to fit?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
ESPN. Robert Irwin Jewelers is where you got to get. It's the number one place to buy diamond engagement rings. Not just Memphis, in the whole entire world. Because you're going to get more choices with Howie. They're going to make custom designing your engagement ring risk-free and easy. You're going to get peace of mind with a meant-to-be guarantee, which means you buy your loose diamond and your custom-made engagement ring. And Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get 365 days to bring it back and get your money back. Who else is looking out for you like that? They have a huge selection. They're super great to work with out at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If you're in the market for an engagement ring, don't do it before you stop Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Never been a time when I've walked away from a shopping experience with Howie where I didn't feel like I got over, like I got a great, great deal. That's going to be the same for you. That's what he does and wants to do for all Memphians because he wants to be your jeweler for life. They've been doing this long enough, 40-plus years in the business, his family, and they are experts. So whether it's getting the yes, whether it's finding the yes on that marriage proposal, or it's finding the perfect gift for mom, for dad, for that birthday, for that special person in your life, get over to Howie and let him take care of it for you. Let that expertise take hold. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're online at rijewelers.com.
Man, you are, I got to say, you're sharp. You're getting sharp around here. Jonah Dillon tweets, I don't know where this is from. He doesn't say the sports book that it's out at, but he says the betting line is out for Memphis' season opener against Chattanooga, and it's 27.5.
Okay.
It's literally a point off of what UNLV closed,
mm-hmm.
which was 26.5. And of course, they did not come close to covering that. Almost lost the game outright.
Got outgained.
I mean, honestly, I think I would bet Memphis here at this number.
It's
I know
really
it's
just about, will our defense be better than UNLV's?
Right, which, I mean, it would be hard not to be based on that performance.
Because your offense is going to perform against an FCS.
Yeah.
Right? It's about, can your defense get...
And what did
not allow 500 and something yards.
What did they do against North Alabama last year? I know they kind of caught, they really caught off the dogs in the second half. It was 40-0. It was 31-0 at half. So, I mean, in these FCS games, they typically run it up.
It was Seth.
Yeah, it was Seth. You're right. But they like, they're both.
I'm with you. Let's do that. That's what I'm hoping for.
If I was going to bet Chattanooga, what I would do is I would let the money come in on Memphis, which it will, because they're going to want that 28. You know, the Sharps are going to want that 28. Let it get out to 31. Let it get out to 33. Let it get out to 35.5, maybe even. And that's what I would consider coming in.
Again, it's going to be run first.
It will be run
and
first.
And so can you be, you know, can you put them away and be as
can you run
explosive
right.
in
that's
a different
fair.
Way? Because I think it's going to be more of that in home
runs
than it is home
long
run
drives,
pass plays.
You know,
yeah,
that take 5-6 minutes. Yeah.
So I'm saying that would be my concern about covering.
It's totally fair. I mean, if that number gets crazy, like if it goes from 27.5 to 35.5, I'm going to be on, you know, well, I wouldn't be on, but if I was going to bet it, it would be Chattanooga, right? Mm-hmm. Just because it's like, okay, if you're going to go cover 35.5, go show me.
Because you're going to be some prolific passing offense, doesn't feel like.
But I don't, like, what's Chattanooga got? I mean,
again, they may not be able to stop the run, and Lord knows this should be a dangerous run game. So you could run it up just with that, hopefully.
That's exactly right. Rusty Wright is the coach there. He's been there since 2019. So this is really their big non-conference game. They don't really have anybody else. It's just Memphis. And they go Tennessee Tech after that. So.
Cool.
I'm sure they're probably just trying to get out of this thing healthy, right? They're not going to be trying to show that much against Memphis. But yeah, there you have it. 27.5 is the number for Memphis football week one. So Yeah, it's it'll be our first look at, okay, what's this going to look like post Seth? That's the curiosity, and I don't know how much of that we'll actually get to see, because you should be able to roll them over, but
you would hope so.
Yeah, who knows? There you have it. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Hurd for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Dan Wolkin as well from Yahoo Sports for coming on. Appreciate that as well. Jeffrey and company up next on Miss It. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.